Time to get an update on the race to develop a coronavirus vaccine. The World Health Organization counts 23 trials happening around the world, and stat reporter Helen Branswell is keeping track. Helen, the big development was from Moderna this week. Early trials of its vaccine seem to be working.
Well, you know, it's good news. I mean, vaccine development is a very finicky line of work. So far, so good with the Moderna one. It was the phase one data that we saw this week, very small trial. That's standard for a phase one. That trial is not designed to see if it works. That trial is designed to see if it's safe to continue to use and to try to figure out what the appropriate dose is. But in this case, it looks like the vaccine is triggering production of antibodies, most specifically neutralizing antibodies, which are the ones you really want to see. So that's a good sign. It's certainly, as somebody I spoke to this week suggested, reason to continue to pursue this vaccine.
So that's one that many people are going to keep a close eye on. What about this vaccine in the United Kingdom? It's a project between Oxford University and AstraZeneca, already in phase three human tests. What should we know about that?
That one was fast out of the gate. And so far, I think it, you know, is looking promising. There was a study in non-human primates that kind of raised some concerns, not from a safety point of view, but from the point of view of the fact that it didn't seem to block infection, but it blocked disease. So, you know, we may be looking at a situation where these vaccines can't stop you from getting the sniffles or even getting, you know, what feels like a light bout of a flu-like illness, but they may prevent you from going on to having severe disease or, you know, even requiring hospitalization. The human data are what everybody's going to be waiting to see.
Well, in considering how much of a race is on right now to get this virus under control, is anyone talking about human challenge trials, which would purposefully infect a participant in a trial, right?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of talk about that all spring. And in the UK, they may be thinking about doing it. The National Institutes of Health here have been looking at the issue as well. The fact of the matter is, it takes quite a long time to develop a human challenge model. And some of the vaccines that are in development now, if they work, will likely know they work before a human challenge model could be implemented and put into use. I think initially there was a sense that you could put together a human challenge trial very quickly, and that is just simply not the case. The other thing is that human challenge trials are very small trials because you're effectively putting people at risk. You're exposing them to a virus that can kill. So there are really big ethical questions about that. And generally speaking, scientists who do challenge studies prefer to do them when there is a therapeutic that you know will save a patient if they develop severe disease. And we're not in that situation right now with COVID-19. So certainly for some people, the ethics around this are still pretty dicey.
By the way, how are the Chinese doing on their pursuit of a vaccine?
Oh, well, they were out of the gate really quickly. They have quite a few vaccines at various stages of development. And in fact, they have one vaccine that they've already given, you know, their equivalent of what the FDA calls an emergency use authorization. They're using it in the Chinese military. Sinovac, a Chinese company, has a phase three trial already of a vaccine that's an inactivated vaccine, which is a very old style of vaccine. You take the virus and you kill it and use that as the trigger to induce an immune response. So they have multiple vaccines in development at the moment, and several of them are already, you know, well along in clinical trials.
So I hear from you some kind of optimism just on the way that this is advancing time-wise, but also from these results that we've been getting recently that things kind of seem to be working. That makes me also want to be skeptical. How confident should we be that this is going to be in place, ready to go, end of the year, beginning of the year, as some people are hoping for?
Well, you know, vaccine development is a very tricky business. It's actually quite uncommon for everything to fall into place really, you know, beautifully. So I think people need to be you know, temper their expectations about how early vaccine is going to be ready. Obviously, the administration would like to have it early, even before the election, if possible. I guess we're going to see.
Indeed. Helen Branswell, reporter for STAT, thanks for the update.
Thanks for having me.